The post-match interview.
We can head downstairs. Darren Parkin is in the Carlton rooms.
I am indeed. Cade Simpson laid in for Dale Thomas, who's been pinched by the other TV crews. And Cade, terrific result. I mean, given all that's happened this year, it looks like a pretty happy football club. Can you take us through the environment at Carlton at the moment?
I think you nailed it on the head there. Just happy. We love going to work at the moment. Boys are working hard on the track, and I think it's translating into games at the moment.
That defensive setup, you had Levi down there for a few weeks when Liam Jones was out of the side. Do you feel that's, the boys were speculating about it, that's helped his form going up the other end? He looks in a really terrific run of form.
Yeah, he's been playing some great footy for a while now, and the fact that he can play back forward in the ruck as well, it's pretty invaluable. And it's probably helped him. He's marking the ball well, he's kicking for goals well. He's taken everything in his stride and he's playing some really good footy.
Kate, it's Ian Cohen upstairs. Well done on your game today. Ben Casanelli is with me, Tim McGrath, and also Heath Buck as well. You've ridden the ups and downs of probably, near on half a dozen coaches and interim coaches and things like that. Describe this feeling to us after 320 games where you've seen the highs and lows. What is the feeling right now?
I'm like almost a rookie again. I'm loving it. I'm going to work. I'm working hard. The body's feeling good. I'm excited to play each week, and going into every game, knowing that if we execute our game plan, that we're going to get the result more often than not.
Looking from above, it seems that the Carlton players have been opened up and been able to play the sort of footy that we know they can play.
Yeah, I think we're playing some exciting footy. Even the fans today, they were loud. They're obviously enjoying it as well. Boys are working hard for each other, and Teggy just stresses playing your role and working for each other, and he rewards that.
Kate, it's back up here, mate. Congratulations on the win. Your mate down there, Daisy Thomas, is this the best footy you've seen him play since he's been at the Blues? I mean, his first half, particularly that second quarter when the heat was on, he was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he was exceptional today. In his one-on-one contest, he was brilliant. The amount of times that he won the ball and then would find a short kick and take the pressure out of the game for us. He's elite, and his game sense is something that's probably really underestimated. He sort of knows the feel of the game really well. He knows when to attack or when to be safe. He's playing some really good football for us.
And how proud of you are of the back six, mate? Because even when you guys were struggling early on in the year, it was the back six which was probably standing up, you know? Like, it was a pretty solid. I mean, Liam Jones and Jacob Waring had really good seasons, yourself, obviously. So, I mean, it's a really tight unit down there.
Yeah, it is. It's a team within a team, and we're all pretty... We're pretty tight, and we all try to work for each other and help out when we can. There's also a lot of good leadership down there, like all the guys down there. Samo's come back there, and he's just slotted straight in, and the guys really help him out with his positioning. And Nick Newman, obviously new this year as well, slotted straight in. And we've got a really good sort of back seven there at the moment. Obviously, Marchbank out, but yeah, we've got a good crew down there, and we all work well together.
I mean, a couple of attacks on the ball early in the game. I think there was one from Sam Petrescu-Seaton early in the game on this wing out here on the member stand side, and then another one by Will Setterfield, I think, in the second quarter. Just put the head over the pill, mate. Really inspiring stuff. You just have to stand tall watching that from the back half.
Yeah, you do. I think that's the stuff that lifts the team, and that's the sort of stuff that Teggy's preaching. And if guys are doing that, going hard at the ball, their work rate's up, they're working for each other, playing their role, more often than not we're going to get the result.
And what about you, mate? Like, what's the plans? I mean, you sound like you're up and about, you're enjoying going to work. What about next year?
Obviously I'm open to going around again. The body's feeling good, but I think that's just a discussion with obviously my manager, Soss, and it's pretty hard to put pen to paper when we don't have a senior coach in line for next year, so... I hope it'll all take care of itself in the coming months, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Cade, what about the next month of football? What's ahead for the Blues? Give us a sense of the excitement that is now within the club.
We've got some really big challenges. I think we've got three sides fighting for top four position. So they're going to be massive tests for us. If we can really keep playing the footy we want to play, we'll give ourselves every chance. We're just going to keep working hard on the track, keep listening to Teggy game day and trying to execute, and hopefully the results will take care of himself.
Cade, what do you do? Half of these boys are half your age. What do you do tonight? You go home, put the Ugg boots on, and they sort of just maybe slide out for a couple of responsible refreshments. How does that all work?
Yeah, we're probably at different stages of our lives. I'm not sure. I think we've got a bit of a dinner on tonight, so hopefully the boys we can just enjoy a bit of company. It won't be too big, I don't think. It takes me a while to recover these days, so I'm going to take it pretty quiet.
And what about the music sense? Have you sort of got a bit of a different kilt to some of the boys down there?
Not too bad. They keep me pretty young, these boys, so I'm usually up to date with most of it just because they all play the music during the gym sessions and all that sort of stuff, so I try and tag along as much as I can.
5 wins now, I reckon, under David Teague. Well done, congratulations. Great win over the Crows. Thanks for spending some time with us on K-Rock Footy.
Cheers, thanks, guys.
Cade Simpson downstairs with Darren Parkin, City to Surf Solar and also Signature Homes.
The post-match interview.